哈利路亚啊！奉主圣名，我们继续做下午的学习。
Hallelujah! In Jesus' name, we continue our afternoon study together.
我们请继续来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第一章。
Continue to see First Thessalonians chapter one.
第二节。
Verse two.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章第二节。
First Thessalonians chapter one, verse two.
第二节，我为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们父的面前。不住纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。第四节。被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。第五。因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人的。好，所以我们今天早上来谈到帖撒罗尼迦教会的好榜样。
We talk about the exemplary example set by Thessalonian church.
这是一间年轻的教会。
This is a very young church.
却不会因为年轻而失去他应有的榜样。
Not because they're young, they lose the exemplary example of their church.
虽然他身在患难之中，
even though they dwell among trials and tribulation time,
却没有因为患难而折了他信仰的腰。
But they did not bend because in times of tribulation.
所以我们这里谈到他们早上谈到有三个好的行为。
In morning, we talk about the three good examples that they have set.
有真正努力的信心。
They have the faith to strive together.
有承受劳苦的爱心。
The love to endure suffering.
以及忍耐到底的盼望。
And the hope of going through endurance.
因为有这三样好的行为。
Because of these three great examples that they have set,
使得他们能够有资格被称为一个成功的榜样。
That's why they are qualified to be called as an exemplary church.
接下来保罗继续在写啊。
And Paul continued to write.
保罗在写到接下来就讲到传福音宣道的榜样啦。
The role model of evangelism.
这里保罗说啊，我们的福音传到你们这里了。
Paul says that our gospel has been preached to you.
因为这个福音的种子使你们得以建立成长，到最后能够发芽结果。
Through the seed of the gospel being sown, you're able to grow and give forth results.
所以一间教会要成长。
For a church to be able to grow,
他的一开始的信徒非常的重要。
The beginning of the first believers are very important.
我们常常看到有的教会啊，他在有的教会啊，他成长的非常好。
We see some churches that grow really well.
常常是因为他们一开始得到福音的家庭有非常好的榜样。
It's because the family that received the gospel in the beginning has very good example.
所以我们今天都希望福音能够完整的传到各个地方。
Today is our hope that the gospel, the full complete gospel, can be preached to all parts of the world.
那我们就要来看一看为什么。我们要看一看这福音是怎么传的，使得帖撒罗尼迦教会这么成功哦。
You can see how the gospel being preached by Thessalonian church that make them so successful.
来作为我们今天宣道的学习、宣道的榜样。
We can use this as an example for us to learn.
这五节这里说，我们的福音传到你们那，不独在乎言语啊。
Here verse 5 says, "But our gospel came to you not simply with words."
这个说不独，就是不是只有言语。
It says not simply just by words.
有的人就觉得用这一节就说那言语不重要啦。
Some people use this and said that is why words are not important.
但是当这里圣经讲说不独在乎言语，不是说言语不重要哦。
Here it says not simply with words doesn't mean that the words are not important.
如果没有人传，谁来信呢？
If no one preach, who will come to believe?
如果没有你站出来，谁去传呢？
If you didn't stand out, who would want to go preach?
福音要怎么广传？
How did the gospel being able to evangelize?
教会要怎么发展？
How does the church able to grow?
第一步一定是从言语开始的。
The first step is to start with words.
我们来看一下罗马书的第十章哦。
Turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章的第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？ 未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎么能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎么能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中是何等的佳美。好，所以在这里告诉我们，福音要广传，人要愿意开口啊。
Here it tells us, in order for the gospel to be preached, man has to utter their words.
所以言语重不重要？言语非常的重要。
So it's words important. It is very important.
如果我们今天得到了福音，只是我有就够了，我知道就好了。
But today, the way that we perceive by receiving the gospel is just me and I know about it.
我们每个人都觉得说，我已经来教会了，我已经可以了。
Many people feel that I've already been coming to church. I'm doing well.
没有人愿意开口去传，没有人觉得需要去分享。
No one wants to open their mouth to preach, and no one wants to share.
这个道理怎么能够传出去？怎么会有更多的人来得救呢？
How can the gospel be preached out, and how can more people come to believe?
所以今天教会要发展，要有勇敢的信徒。
So today, for a church to grow, it has to have courageous members.
有时候我们不知道要讲什么啊。
Sometimes there are times we don't know what to speak of.
在纽约啊，我们很多的信徒啊，都不太会讲话哦。
In New York, there are many members, they're not very eloquent.
他们可能也没有读过什么书。
They might not be highly educated.
所以圣经也不是非常的懂。
They're not very well versed with the Bible.
但是有的信徒啊，非常的勇敢哦。
But some members are very courageous.
我们那边啊，我们那有一个姐妹啊。
There's a sister.
有一个姐妹啊，她带了好多人来教会啊。
She brought many friends to church.
她立志啊，她这个立志说她要带100个人来教会啊。
She was determined to bring 100 people to church.
我不知道她已经带多少了啦，不过她带很多人来教会啊。
I lost count, but I know she brought many friends to church.
她说啊，她是怎么样传福音的？
And she shared with how she preached the gospel.
她说啊，有时候啊，她去超级市场买菜哦。
Sometimes she would go to the supermarket to buy some groceries.
你要排队算账的时候啊，你就在那里等着啊。
And she getting in line to pay, and she was waiting.
就常常啊，她有时候就会去戳前面那个人啊。
And she started to poke the person in front.
人家就回头啦。
The person turned back.
她就会问，你信不信耶稣啊？
And she start by saying, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?"
Oh no! 那如果那个人说，我信耶稣啊。
The person reply, "I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ."
他说，那你需要去我们教会。
And she said, "You need to come to our church."
如果那个人说，不，我不信耶稣啊。
And if the person reply, "I do not believe in Jesus."
你更需要去我们教会啊。
And she said, "All the more you should come to church."
有时候人家问他说，你们教会是做什么啊？你们教会相信什么啊？
Some people ask her, "What does your church believe in? What does your church do?"
他说，我讲不清楚，你去问我们的传道就知道了。
She said, "I'm not very sure, but you can ask the pastor in our church."
但是很有趣的啊，常常就这样莫名其妙，很多人就跟他来教会啊。
But what is very amazing is all these people would just follow her to church.
很多人来了就留下来啦。
And they came and they stayed.
留下来就洗礼得恩典啦。
And they stayed and received baptism and received grace.
所以啊，这个姐妹虽然口才不好。
Even though the sister may not have the gift of eloquence.
但是啊，她非常的勇敢啊。
But she's very bold and courageous.
只要有机会啊，她就路边遇到人就叫人家去教会啊。
Every opportunity she has, she would poke the person and ask them to come to church.
因此她真的带了很多人来信主哦。
And because of that, she brought many people to believe.
所以啊，今天我们不要以为啊，我今天口才全备，道理完全明白才可以传福音啊。
They do not have the conception that only we're being equipped with the whole and familiar with the words and the Bible, then we can go preach.
我们要把握机会，好好的讲。
We have to grab hold of opportunity to speak.
我们来看一下彼得前书哦。
Turn to First Peter.
彼得前书的第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章的第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节
，Verse 15，
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人呐、啊。所以在这里啊，彼得告诉我们，我们要常做准备啊。
Here Peter tells us to always be prepared.
啊，因为你永远都不知道什么时候神会把机会留给你。
Because you never know God when God is giving you the opportunity.
啊，但是当你有准备，当你能够把握机会。
But when you're prepared and you can grab hold on the opportunity.
啊，今天有人问你心中盼望的缘由，你就知道怎么回答了。
When people ask you what is the reason for your hope, you know how to answer.
啊，可能很多时候我们道理没有办法讲得很详细。
Sometimes it's very hard for us to explain in complete of the truth.
啊，道理讲得不详细，见证总会吧。
Even then we can rely on own testimony.
啊，有时候啊，什么是最好的言语上的布道啊？
What is the most effective way of the language in evangelism?
啊，不是啊，哇，你那个慕道者，你一坐下来，圣经一翻，五大教义，十大信条，你要把人家吓死啊！
It's not when they sit down, you start to impart them the doctrines of the church. You might scare them away.
哦，最好的方法就是你跟他讲你家中的见证。
And what you can start with sharing your personal experience with your family.
你告诉他神在你们家中的作为。
That God has work among your family.
那这个是你不用写下来，你在应该是记在脑里、刻在心中的。
This is something you don't need to write it down, but it's imprint in your heart and your mind.
所以这个就是我们言语上的分享。
This is how we share in the language of words.
啊，接下来呢，他说啊，除了言语以外啊，还有圣灵的全能啊。
Apart from just words, there's the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们看第五节啊。
Look at verse 5.
啊，提摩太前书一章第五节说，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵啊。
Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. Not simply with words, but with the power of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以啊，今天要传福音，人可以做努力。
Today, in order to preach, men can work hard.
啊，但是人的努力不代表因为你努力就一定会有结果。
But it doesn't mean that if you work hard, that you will see results.
你可以很努力啊。
You can strive hard.
但是如果神没有给你开一条路，那你的努力到时候可能看不到什么结果。
But if God did not open a way for you, you might not see results.
啊，所以保罗常常跟信徒说，请你为我们来祷告。
So Paul often tells the members to pray for them.
啊，能够求神能够开福音的门啊。
So that God can open the door of salvation.
啊，所以我们今天有一个正确的认识啊。
Today we have to understand very clearly.
教会的事工不是你或是我可以改变，可以完成什么的。
The holy work of God is not something that you or I can accomplish.
啊，今天你特别努力，对方就会得圣灵吗？
It's not that if you strive so hard and work hard, the person can receive Holy Spirit.
你特别关心他，就会决定洗礼吗？
If you show a lot of concern to the person, do you think the person can receive baptism?
啊，其实这个是不一定，而且是不知道的哦。
This might not be certain and it might not be known.
哦，所以啊，今天呢，你为他祷告，不代表他一定会得救。
Today, if you pray for this person, doesn't mean this person are able to be saved.
啊，因为各项的圣工到最后是由神的圣灵跟权柄来做决定的。
Because all kinds of church work ultimately lies in the hands of God's authority and His power.
啊，有一次呢，有一个信徒来跟我说。
Once there's a member that came to me.
啊，非常的沮丧啊，他非常的那个 discouraged 哈。
She was discouraged and despair.
他说啊，你看啊，这个慕道朋友，我已经带了他两年了。
The person shared that I brought this truth seeker for 2 years.
两年来常常带他来教会啊。
For the past 2 years, I've been bringing this truth seeker to church.
啊，但是啊，他都不洗礼啊，哎呀，我的工作都白做了啊。
This truth seeker refused to get baptized. It seems like my work is in vain.
啊，但是啊，这个就是我们有时候服事上观念不正确啊。
This could be the misconception in our servitude.
啊，在世界上，在社会里面，在这个我们工作的社会。
In the working society in this world,
我们都是 result oriented, 只看结果不论过程啊。
We tend to be very result oriented.
哦，你说啊，我上班很努力，但是我事情做得一团糟。
You can work really hard at work, but the things that that turn out to be in a mess.
啊，老板还是会很生气啊。
The boss might not be happy with you.
哦，所以啊，社会是只看结果而已啊。
So the society just based on results.
啊，但是我们今天做圣工不是这样啊。
But today, when we do church work, it is not the same way.
今天我们做圣工是看过程重于看结果。
We deem highly on the process than the results.
啊，所以啊，当我们今天能够愿意参与圣工了
，Today, as long as we're willing to participate in church work,
愿意勇敢的开口去传福音了
，We're willing to be courageous to preach.
啊，从你付出努力的那一刻开始
，From the moment that you put in your effort.
啊，在天上就开始给你打分数啦。
You'll be marked by heaven.
好，勇敢的心加分。
If you have a heart of courageous and boldness,
啊, 忍耐的心, 加分,
you add points with the endurance of heart,
啊, 牺牲的心, 加分,
your sacrificial heart will be added.
当我们开始做工的每一步, 神就在给我们算分数了,
every step that we started to take when we want to participate in the church work, 啊,
所以,
God has added these points for us.
啊, 所以人只能善尽本分而已。
For men, we only have to fulfill our duty.
啊, 最后结果是如何啊? 不是你我可以控制的啊。
What the results end up is not something that you or I can control.
啊, 所以今天神对我们要求的是什么?
What is God, what's the requirement of God towards us today?
就是尽力尽本分就好了。
To put in our best in, and fulfill our duty.
啊, 所以你不用看说他会不会洗礼会不会得圣灵啊。
We should not focus on whether the person is going to receive the Holy Spirit or receive baptism.
你只要看你自己有没有做到本分，有没有尽到努力。
We can only see and examine ourselves whether we have put in our utmost effort or we have fulfilled our duty.
啊, 因为这一切的功都是圣灵的权柄啊，圣灵的能力啊。
Because the work will come from the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority.
啊, 所以啊，今天做圣工不是一个人很有口才就会成功的。
Today, church work is not successful based on if a person is eloquent.
啊, 更不是一个人很有能力就一定会有结果的。
Or if a person strives really, really hard, he will see results.
啊, 为什么要祷告？
Why do we pray?
啊, 为什么要靠主？
Why do we have to rely on God?
因为这个才是圣工成功的关键啊。
Because this is the critical moment of whether the church work will be successful.
啊, 所以我们有看到啊, 有些教会啊, 圣工非常发展啊。
We see how other churches are very successful in their holy work.
啊, 慕道朋友很多, 教会非常和谐。
They have a lot of truth seekers and the church was working harmoniously.
啊, 常常看到神的恩惠, 神的能力在当中彰显啊。
They can witness God's grace and God's blessing among them.
你看一看他们当中的人才很多吗? 能力很强吗?
We can see, do they have a lot of resources and do they have a lot of talented people?
其实不一定啊。
This might not be so.
啊, 但是发展好的教会一定都懂得祷告。
But a church that progresses rapidly is because they know how to pray.
因为懂得祷告的教会就能够看到神能力的复辟。
A church that knows how to pray can see how God abides in them.
哦, 所以教会要发展, 看的是圣灵的权柄啊。
So for a church to progress and grow, it sees on it, we can tell from the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
啊, 我们看回来帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章, 哦,
Turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第一章第五节,
chapter 1 verse 5.
啊, 第五节后半段说, 啊, 也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心, 正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人的哈。那这里告诉我们说啊，教会要发展圣福音要广传的第三个要求啊。The
third requirement for a church to progress and to grow.
那在这里说啊，看看我们在你们当中的为人是怎么样的啊。It
is to say you know how we live among you for your sake.
那圣经里面曾经讲到一个很有意思的一个人啊。
The Bible mentioned a very interesting person.
我们来看, 使徒行传的第十一章哦。
Turn to Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传的第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章的第22节。
Verse 22.
22节，这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提亚为止。23节，他们到那里，看见神的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。24节，这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满大有信心，于是许多人归服了主啊。那这里讲到巴拿巴这一个人啊。
Mentioned about the person Barnabas.
那在这里啊，他有一段很这一段是一个很奇特的记载哦。
It's a very unique recordance.
我们如果仔细看啊， 圣经里面讲说巴拿巴是个好人啊。
We see clearly that the Bible says that Barnabas is a good person.
你看他后面写什么？ 于是因为这样，有很多人信了耶稣啊。
And we say because of him or what he did, many people came to believe.
圣经里面没有讲说巴拿巴很会布道。
The Bible did not record that Barnabas knows how to evangelize.
那也没有讲到说巴拿巴行很多神迹啊。
Did not record that he performed a lot of miracles.
这里说巴拿巴是个好人啊。
All it says was he was a good man.
那因为这样子啊， 很多人看到这个好人就要信耶稣了啊。
Many people witnessed how good a person he is and they came to want to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说啊， 你知道我在你们当中是怎样的为人。
So Paul said that you know how I live among you, as for your sake.
也因此我们给你们留下一个好的榜样。
As a result, I left behind a good example for you to follow.
所以保罗常对门，保罗对门徒说，你们要效法我，如同我效法耶稣一样啊。
Paul often say that you should emulate me just as I emulate Christ.
所以我们今天呢，要能够传福音，教会要能够兴旺。
So today, for the church to preach the gospel and for the church to grow,
我们怎样为人、如何生活非常的重要啊。
And how we conduct as a person in our daily life is very important.
如果你今天去传福音呢？
Today, if we preach the gospel,
跟你的邻居传福音
and you start with your neighbors,
你跟他讲说信耶稣好，信耶稣有平安，有喜乐，家庭幸福。
You tell him to believe in Christ, which is good, and you have peace, and you bring joy to your family.
你的邻居说哪有，你们夫妻两个一天到晚吵架。
Your neighbors said, "I don't see it because all I see was you're always quarreling and arguing with."
你们两个昨天吵架吵到两点，我差点叫警察。
And I hear all noises of argument, and I almost called the police last night.
请问你要怎么样传福音？
So how can you preach to them?
所以啊，今天我们如果没有办法留下好的榜样，活出好的生活啊。
So today, if we do not set a good example and live a good exemplary life.
有时候啊，福音真的很难传啊。
It is very hard to preach the gospel.
有时候我们会觉得啊，传福音传给谁比较困难？
Sometimes we ponder who is the most difficult to receive the gospel.
越认识你的人啊，福音越难传福音啊。
The person who know you the best is the hardest for you to preach.
你有时候传福音给陌生人啊，信耶稣好啊，来来来，他就来了。
If you preach to a stranger, it is easier to lead them to come to church.
但是啊，传给那个你很熟的哈，这知根知底，尤其是你自己的家人哈，传福音啊，你看看你是什么样子。
But it is difficult to preach to someone who is closest to you because they see a lot of you, and when you preach to them, it is hard.
所以如果我们没有办法活出好的为人，拥有好的榜样，福音很难传啊。
So if we don't live out a good life and to set a good example, it is very hard to preach.
所以我们今天要看看自己的生活。
Today we have to look in retrospect of our life.
有没有活出一个好的生活、好的榜样来
？Do we live a good example and a good life？
让人因为看见我们就归荣耀给神。
And when men saw what we do, they give glory to God.
有时候啊，我们啊，虽然是信耶稣啊，但是啊，活得啊，有时候好像很忧郁啊，很忧虑啊，很多事情都活得很辛苦啊。
So even though sometimes we claim that we believe in God, our life is full of worries, and we looks like we're living in suffering.
这个天那个出太阳，你也觉得很难过啊，太热。
We have this state that we even when there's sun we still feel it's hot and gloomy.
外面没有太阳你又觉得很冷，人生真是苦啊。
When there's no sun you feel like life is bitter and it's cold.
那你看哦，如果一个人啊整天都是这样子愁眉苦脸，脸皱得跟包子一样啊。
So if a person always wear a solemn and sad countenance all day.
不管好坏，你都觉得不好，你都觉得很辛苦。
So whether it's good or bad, you still feel you feel that life is difficult and it's pain.
那你有时候觉得这种人活得真的很辛苦，真的活得很可怜啊。
You see this kind of people lived in sadness and it's very pitiful.
我以前有一个同事哦。
I have a coworker once.
这个同事是一个基督徒。
This coworker of mine is a Christian.
那个开口闭口都是耶稣啊，教会啊，救恩啊。
And all he said is Salvation Church and Jesus.
但是啊，他在公司只要不是谈教会啊，只要不是谈耶稣，他就是谈股票。
But other than just the topic of Jesus, he'll talk about stocks.
但是啊，你听他讲话，真的会听得哦，心里很郁闷啊。
After hearing him, you get very confused.
因为啊，当股票涨了，他也很痛苦啊。
When the stocks have increased, he was suffering.He also suffered.
股票涨，哎呀，我都没有买到啊。
And when the stocks shares go up, he said, I did not buy them.
要不然就是啊，股票涨了，我买的东不够多啊。
Or when they increase, he said, I should have bought more.
如果股票跌得更惨啊。
But if the stocks declined and dropped.
每次都跌到我的啊。
He said, why is the stocks that I buy, it's always going down.
其实这个我们这个同事很有钱啊。
This coworker of mine is very rich.
但是他一点都不快乐。
But it seems that he's not happy at all.
所以今天如果一个人啊，一个基督徒啊，活到这个样子啊。
But today, as a Christian, if you have to live up to this point.
如果你的心中充满了愁苦悲伤。
If your heart is filled of a depressed in a depressed state or full of sorrow.
啊，你的生活当中没有任何的喜乐。
There's nothing happy in your life.
啊，请问你要怎么样传福音给你身旁的人呢？
How is it that you can preach the gospel to people around you?
啊，所以在这里保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒说。
Here Paul tells the Thessalonian church,
说你们都看到我在你们当中如何的为人。
You know how I live among you for your sake.
那所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒就效法保罗。
So the Thessalonian church starts to follow example of Paul.
能够在大患难当中也是一样活出好的行为来啊。
To be able to live a good exemplary life in terms of tribulations.
那所以在这里讲到传福音要能够成功的三个要求啊。
So the three requirements for the gospel to be effectively preached.
第一个是言语要重视，言语要预备。
To be equipped with words.
第二是要倚靠圣灵，靠神的权柄。
Number two, to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
第三要有好的表现，让人看出你的为人如何。
Third, to have a good example and a good exemplary life so that people can see your conduct in
your life. 我们看回来帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的一章六节啊。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6.
啊，第六节说，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受了真道，效法了我们，也效法了主。第七节啊。
7.
啊，甚至你们也做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。哦，啊，这里告诉我们啊，他们传福音的三个好的表现。
Here it tells us that the three things that they preach the gospel.
啊，从第六节以下就是他们为众教会所留下的三个榜样啊。
The three exemplary example they left behind.
啊，在这里讲说啊，他们在患难当中啊，有三个行为使得他们有资格让众教会学习。
The three things that they manifest during the times of the persecution is for other church to emulate.
啊，第一个是说在大患难中还能够拥有喜乐。
Throughout the great persecution, they're able to manifest joy.
啊，第二个说在大患难当中仍然能够领受真道。
And during the persecution, they're still able to receive the truth.
啊，第三说在大患难当中仍然能够坚持效法的主啊。
And throughout the persecution, they continue to persist to endure till the end and emulate Christ.
啊，我们谈到说啊，帖撒罗尼迦教会是大患难中所建立的教会。
We see how Thessalonian church was established during the times of persecution.
啊，他们的患难是我们今天没有办法想象的。
And the things that they went through is something beyond our imagination.
那或许也不是我们今天所会面对的患难。
It's not something that we face today.
啊，但是啊，如果他们能够在患难当中保持他们的信仰
，But if they can keep their faith during the times of persecution and tribulation,
啊，那我们实在是没有理由，这条信仰的路走不完啊。
So there's no reason for us to say that we cannot finish the journey of faith.
啊，所以他们在患难当中有什么样的表现
？What did they manifest in times of their tribulation?
第一个是患难中仍然保有喜乐啊。
That they continue to be joyful during those times.
那为什么他们在患难当中仍然能喜乐呢
？And why could they still be joyful during those times?
人都不喜欢受苦啊。
No man like to suffer.
我们不要以为啊，那些古圣徒很喜欢受苦啊。
That's not think that the older prophets back then liked to suffer.
哇，被石头打很快乐。
That they enjoy being stoned.
啊，被关到监牢里很安静。
That it's very quiet for them to be cast into prison.
我们不要以为他们享受这种苦难啊。
Let's not think that they enjoy these kind of suffering.
啊，他们跟你我一样，没有人喜欢受苦。
They're just like us. They do not like the suffering on them.
啊，但是当苦难面对苦难临到了。
But when tribulation and came upon them.
啊，这里说在大患难当中仍然能够喜乐啊。
But they can still manifest joy when they're suffering.
为什么能够喜乐呢
？Why were they joyful？
我们来看一下《使徒行传》哦。
Turn to Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章哦。
Acts chapter 5.
我们看《使徒行传》的第四章。
Chapter four.
以为主的名受苦。在使徒行传里面讲到门徒被抓拿。
In the Acts of Apostles, the believers were being captured.
被抓拿，而且被鞭打哦。
After they were captured, they're being whipped.
但是啊，当我们看第五章，第五章的第四十节哦。
Chapter 5, verse 40.
第五章第四十节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 40.
第四十节说，公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。四十一节。
41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这名受辱。四十二。
42.
他们就每日在殿里，在家中不断的教训人，传耶稣是基督。这里讲到门徒因为传福音所以被抓起来了。
The apostle was preaching, and that is why they're being captured.
不但被抓，而且被打。
Not even being, they were being captured, they were being whipped and flogged.
但是在这里讲说，当他们离开了公会
When they left the Sanhedrin.
被打，但是心里欢喜。
They were rejoicing even though they've been whipped.
因为配算是为这个名受辱
Because they
因为算是配为这个名受辱
They have counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
为什么一个人在患难当中能喜乐
Why would a person be joyful in times of persecution and tribulation?
因为认识到受苦有价值
Because they realize the worth, the value of being able to suffer.
因为看到价值，所以愿意所以因为看到价值，所以愿意付出
Because it was worthy to suffer, and that's why they're willing to pay.
我们今天去上班
And today, if we go to work.
如果今天老板跟你讲说，今天晚上加班到十点。
If your boss tell you to work overtime until 10 o'clock at night.
你心里一定很不舒服，对不对
？You do not feel happy when you hear this.
搞什么？加班那么晚，下次换工作啦。
You're like, why do I have to work so late? I need to get another job.
不喜欢受苦。
Because you do not like to suffer.
但是如果你的老板跟你讲说，今天加班加到十点
If your boss tells you if you have to work overtime until 10 o'clock at night.
到十点，每一个小时加班费500。
And every increment of your overtime, I'll give you $500.
你会不会很生气
？Do you feel mad?
不会你不会生气
You won't feel angry.
你跟老板讲加到十二点好了。
You told him why I would have increased up to 12 o'clock.
为什么？因为看到价值
Because you see the value of it.
所以努力已经不再是一种牺牲。
So all that you strive for does not seem that you're sacrificing.
付出不是一种痛苦
All the effort you put in does not seem to be no longer seem as a suffering.
因为你知道，你每多混一个小时就是多500
You know that you just have to be there for one more hour, and you there will be $500 added to you.
所以为什么使徒今天？被打能够喜乐。
Why does the apostle can still rejoice even though they were being whipped？
为什么铁撒罗尼加教会的信徒受苦能够欢喜
？Why is it the Thessalonian church can still be joyful when they're suffering？
很简单因为看到价值
This is very simple because they saw the value that was worth。
因为人会追求有价值的，自己认为有价值的。
Because men will pursue something they think it's worthy and of value。
所以看到价值，你就不会觉得苦了。
Once you see the value of You no longer feel your suffering.
你看到价值，心中就会喜乐了。
When you see that value, you will be joyful in your heart.
所以在这里我们看到铁撒罗尼加教会的信徒大患难中能够喜乐
So we can see that in Thessalonian church, they are rejoicing in times of their tribulation.
我们今天信耶稣信到有没有喜乐
？Today, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, do we have this joy？
有时候我们真的要观察一下自己
Sometimes we have to examine and observe ourselves.
不要观察别人观察自己就好了。
Do not observe other people but yourself.
有时候我们发觉说，很多时候信耶稣信到我们都笑不出来
We can see that the times where we believe in Christ until we no longer smile.
聚会成为一种重担。
We feel that attending service is like a burden.
听道理成为一种受苦。
To listen to the sermon is like suffering.
常常告诉自己，忍耐到底必然得救。
Keep telling ourselves to endure right up to the end, we will be safe.
所以传道讲得很辛苦信徒听得很痛苦
The pastor is having difficulty trying to preach, and the members having difficulty trying to understand.
一想到要做圣工、要访问，就觉得很累。
When they think that they have to go visiting, they feel tired.
一想到要奉献，就很舍不得。
The time where they have to offer, they do not want to.
所以每次奉献好像在打仗一样
So when they want to offer, it feels like a battle.
要给不给，要给不给，很难受
To give or not to give, it's a very torn feeling.
是这是跟主耶稣打交道
So they try to condition with the Lord Jesus.
啊，这个哈，这个月账单比较多，要不然我们先扣账单好了哈。
We have more bills, so we deduct from the bills.
啊，这个月哈，啊，这个月啊，薪水，啊，这个月哈，那个房租比较贵哈，要不然房租也扣掉好了。
And then because we have a higher rent, we can deduct from the rent.
啊，所以啊，讲来讲去啊，到最后啊，都是能省则省啊，奉献就省下来啦。
So because we try to save up in all aspects, we will also save up on the donation and offering.
为什么会变成这个样子？
Why does it have to turn out to be this way?
很多时候就是因为看不见价值。
Most of the time is because we do not see the value of the price.
哦，所以舍不得投资。
That is why we're unwilling to invest.
哦，所以啊，我们在这里看到啊。这些信徒啊，愿意投资他们的一生啊。
Here we see how the members are willing to invest their whole life.
受苦还能够喜乐。
That they are able to be joyful when they suffer.
因为眼睛很明亮，价值很清楚啊。
The eyes are very bright and clear, and they understand why they suffer.
哦，所以我们今天有看清楚吗
？Today, do we look in a clearer vision?
我们知道自己为什么要在这里吗？
Do we know why we're here?
我们知道我们到底追求的是什么。
Do we know what we're striving for?
我们来看一节经节哦。
Get a verse.
我们来看一下约翰福音。
To John.
约翰福音的第一章哦。
John chapter one.
Gospel of John. 约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter one.
第三十五节啊。
Verse 35.
约翰福音一章三十五节。
John chapter one is 35.
那三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。三十六节，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”三十七，两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。三十八，耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么啊？”那这个是一个很重要的一个问题啊。
This is a very important question.
啊，在这里说有两个门徒去跟随耶稣啊。
There are two disciples that follow Lord Jesus.
那什么叫做跟从？就是耶稣走，他们走。
What does it mean to follow? It means that whenever Jesus walked, they would go.
啊，耶稣停，他们停啊。
When Jesus stopped, they would stop.
我们常常就觉得说，信仰能够走到这一步就好了。
We always feel like if our faith can come to this point, it is good.
啊，我要跟从耶稣，我跟耶稣到底。
If I follow the Lord Jesus all the way till the end.
啊，所以我们常常觉得说，我要一辈子跟从耶稣，这样就觉得，哎，真的好信仰，好信心。
So in our mind, if we can follow where Jesus goes all the time, we felt like this is good faith.
啊，但是呢，在这里啊，两个门徒在跟随耶稣哦。
Here, two disciples are following the Lord Jesus.
耶稣有没有觉得说，啊，你们跟从我就对了，好，跟好啊，不要走丢啊。
The Lord Jesus said, "It is good for you to follow. Just don't lose me."
没有啊，耶稣转过身来问他们一句话啊。
But the Lord Jesus turned around and asked them a question.
问他们说，你跟着我，你到底要什么啊
？The Lord Jesus said, "What do you want when you follow me?"
很多时候我们在教会太久，久到都忘记问这个问题啦。
Sometimes we have been too long in church to the point that we forgot this question.
哦，所以聚会成为一种习惯。
That it becomes like a ritual for us to attend service.
变成我们一种生活上的，就是生活的一部分。
It becomes like something as a part of our life.
但是我们很少很少很少去问自己啊。
But many times we forgot to ask ourselves.
说我跟着耶稣，我到底是为了什么
？What is it that we want when we follow the Lord Jesus?
我常常来聚会，我到底想要得到什么
？When I come to attend the church regularly, what is it that I want to obtain?
我信主一辈子，我到底要去哪里
？When I follow andWhen I follow Christ Jesus, where do I want to go?
啊，每个礼拜都来教会。
Every week we'll come.
但是信主信到最后，不知道自己是为什么来信主。
But when we forgot the reason of why we have come to believe.
啊，所以啊，在这里啊，耶稣转过身来问他们一个问题啊。
So the Lord Jesus turned around and asked them the question.
这个问题同时也是给我们每一个信耶稣的人都要问问自己的。
And this question also applies to all of us who believe in Christ.
耶稣要问你说，你跟着我，你到底想要得到什么
？The Lord Jesus said, "When you follow me, what do you want from me?"
我们的答案是什么
？What is our answer?
我们有没有思考过这个问题
？Have we ever pondered and meditate on this question?
我们要怎么样回答耶稣所问我们的？
How are we going to answer what the Lord Jesus asked?
那所以啊，我们今天信耶稣，不要信到茫然啊，信到忘记自己在信什么。
So today, if we follow and believe in Christ, we should not just be aimless and forgot our purpose.
因为只有你今天仔细去思考这个问题。
If we ponder this question really hard.
了解我到底要什么？
Understand what is it that we want.
你才能够在大患难当中保持喜乐的心啊。
That we can maintain to be joyful in times of our tribulation.
你才能够在信耶稣还遇到苦难当中觉得没有关系，继续往前进啊。
That we can still continue to walk when we face great difficulty and trials.
因为你很清楚你为什么要信耶稣。
Because we know clearly why we believe.
啊，接下来说你在大难当中还是领受了真道哦。
And in terms of our great tribulation, we can still receive the truth.
啊，帖撒罗尼迦教会为什么是一个优秀的教会？
Why is Thessalonians such an outstanding church?
因为他们在患难当中对真理的坚持没有改变。
It's because they did not alter in their truth and their faith in times of tribulation.
啊，今天他们要保持真理，表示要跟世界作对啊。
Today they want to hold on to the truth. That means to go against the world.
啊，因为啊，他们在帖撒罗尼迦那个是吼大拜拜啊，那个神庙的地方啊。
Because in Thessalonians is a place of idol worshiping.
哦，所以你拜一个独一神啊，大家就觉得你很奇怪啊。
If you worship just one God, all other people think they're strange.
啊，帖撒罗尼迦是一个商业重镇，商业大城啊。
Thessalonians is a very high in commerce.
哦，所以啊，你追求信仰，那些拼命赚钱的人就觉得你很奇怪啊。
If they keep pursuing faith, all the business person feel they are very strange.
来帖撒罗尼迦就是来赚钱。
To come to Thessalonians is a place where they make money.
我们天天向前看。
They
天天都要往啊看，就是往前面赚更多的钱。
Their goal is to strive forward to make more money every day.
啊，你们这些基督徒就很奇怪啊。
But these Christians are very strange.
来的不赚钱，还要说什么以后要进天国啊？
Not only did they not come to make money, they keep saying that they want to go to heaven.
所以世人要以你为怪啊。
The world, people of the world will think we are very strange.
那在纽约啊，我们的信徒常跟我说啊。
In New York, the members often tell me.
他们常跟我说啊，他们的同事都觉得他们有毛病啊。
All the coworker would tell them they have a problem.
因为在纽约，他们的很多信徒的生活很辛苦，很辛苦的。
Because in New York, the life of members are very difficult and hard.
哦，他们可能啊，一个小时只能赚大概五块钱啊。
They only earn $5 an hour.
哦啊，但是工作很辛苦啊，车衣服啊，送外卖很辛苦的。
They put in a lot of hard work, like sewing or delivery.
哦，所以大家都是啊，拼命赚钱啊。
Everyone try very hard to make more money.
啊，有个姐妹告诉我，她刚来美国的时候啊。
A sister told me when she first came to America.
啊，她是在衣服工厂里面车衣服哦。
She was sewing in a garment factory.
啊，她说一直车衣服，车到快要昏倒哦，就在那个机器的后面睡一下。
To the point that she was so tired from sewing and she had to rest at the back of the sewing machine.
啊，不回家的。
She would not go home.
啊，结果睡一下，赶快再起来，再继续车衣服啊。
She'll take a rest, and then immediately resume her sewing.
啊，所以啊，要在纽约生活啊，对他们真的是很不容易的。
So it's very difficult to make a life out of a living in New York.
啊，但是啊，一到安息日的时候，他们就要想尽办法来教会啊。
But when it comes to Sabbath, they would try very their ways to come to church.
啊，所以他们的同事啊，常常笑他们啊。
The coworker would often mock at them.
啊，觉得很奇怪，你们去教会干什么？
And they would say, "Why do you want to go to church?"
他说啊，哎，你们去教会，教会有没有发钱呢、啊？
If you go to church, do they give out money?
他们说没有啊，教会没有发钱啊。
They said no, the church does not give out money.
他说没有发钱，你们去干嘛？
Then why do you go?
他说啊，不但没有发钱，我们还要奉献呢。
Not only do they don't give out money, we still have to offer.
结果他们的同事都说他们脑筋有问题啊。
So the coworker thought they are out of their mind.
所以你知道吗？今天你想要努力坚持你的信仰。
So today, if you want to keep on to your faith and insist in your faith,
你会成为世人眼中的怪人啊。
You will be a strange person in the eyes of the people of the world.
啊，但是在这里说，帖撒罗尼迦教会在大患难当中坚持领受了真道。
Here it tells us Thessalonian church kept and insist in their faith in times of tribulation.
今天这个世界会不断的想要我们妥协。
Today the world wants us to come to a compromise.
他会告诉你说没有关系，其实没有这么严重。
They keep saying it is not that serious. It doesn't matter.
你让一步，其实事情就解决啦。
If you could take one step back, a lot of things can be solved.
啊，但是你知道吗？这个是信仰原则的问题呀。
But this is the principle of your faith.
你让了一步，你就会让第二步。
If you take one step back, you will take two step back.
哦，所以保罗说你要为真道勇敢争辩啊，一步都不能让啊。
So Paul say you should defend your faith and fight till the end. You cannot even lose a step.
在患难当中仍然要领受真理，不能改变啊。
In terms of tribulation, you should receive the truth and do not change.
这是帖撒罗尼迦教会留下的榜样。
This is an example set by Thessalonians.
这是保罗以及各个使徒给我们留下的榜样。
This is what Paul and other apostles has left an example for us to follow.
这也是我们很多信仰上的长辈给我们留下的榜样。
These are all the examples that the elders and of the truth in the Bible that has left behind.
所以啊，我们要以他们来作为我们学习的目标啊。
We have to use them as a goal or something we can learn from.
患难是难免的。
It's inevitable to suffer.
但是患难不会持久啊。
But these tribulations and suffering are only not for long.
但是强者啊，信仰上的强者却能够存留啊。
But the strong-minded person in faith will be able to sustain and survive.
所以啊，我们今天遇到的苦难总会过去的啦。
The suffering or persecution that we face will one day go away.
就算在世界上的时候，它没有过去。
Even it might not pass during our lifetime.
你人生走到最后，两眼一闭，它也是会过去的啦。
When you walk up till your life till the end and you close your eyes, it will go away.
所以苦难总有一天会过去。
The suffering will pass one day.
但是你在苦难中的坚持，却能够给你带来永远的福分啊。
But the perseverance that you hold on to when you suffer will give you the value and the worth till the end.
所以说在患难中坚持你的道理啊。
So in suffering and tribulation, you kept on to your faith and your truth.
第三说在患难当中要效法主啊。
In tribulation, you have to emulate Christ.
说彼得告诉我们啊。
Peter tells us.
他说啊，耶稣基督受苦啊。
When Christ suffer.
所以啊，当你受苦，你不要觉得很奇怪啊。
So it is it's not a strange thing if you suffer as well.
他说，如果耶稣基督受苦，我们自然也会受苦啊。
If Christ suffer, it is very natural that we suffer too.
所以我们要以他作为我们学习的榜样。
We have to emulate what Christ has set example for us.
因为基督受苦，但是他没有失败。
When Jesus suffered, he did not fail.
而且基督受苦在因为苦难所以与罪隔绝啊。
Because he was able to suffer, he can part away from sin.
所以我们今天要效法他。
Today we have to learn from the Lord Jesus.
在这里告诉我们啊。
Here tells us.
如果我们能够做到这样啊。
If we can do so.
患难当中学习喜乐。
To be able to be joyful in times of tribulations.
患难当中坚持真道。
We can keep hold on to the truth in our suffering.
患难当中时刻效法基督的榜样。
We can emulate Christ's example in times of our suffering.
他说，我们就能够做马其顿跟亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样啊。
We can be the example of Macedonia and Achaia.
所以弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天在每个人都在不一样的生活环境里面。
Everyone are dwelling in different circumstances in our life.
有人可能很顺利啊。
Some people might be very smooth.
感谢主啊，一切都很平安。
Everything, thank the Lord that everything seems very peaceful.
有些人可能会遇到一些没有预料到的意外。
Some people face very unexpected accidents in their life.
可能让你痛苦，让你难过。
And these things might cause pain and suffering to them.
但是不要忘记啊，有一天这些都会过去啊。
But do not forget that these things will pass.
所以当这一切过去了以后。
When these things have passed.
当我们站在神的面前。
When we stand before the Lord.
当我们最后要交账。
When we are given account to the Lord.
我们今天的苦难能够造就我们将来的成功。
Our sufferings that we endure today will contribute to the success in the future.
所以不要退后啊。
So do not take a step back.
保罗说啊，神所赐给我们的是刚强、仁爱、勇敢的心呐。
The heart that God has, Paul says, the heart that God has given us is a courageous heart.
不在患难当中放弃信仰。
Do not give up our faith in times of suffering.
不在苦难当中抱怨神。
Do not murmur against the Lord in our times of suffering.
因为相信说我的神绝对不会犯错。
And
因为相信我的神绝对不会犯错的、
And、believe that God will never do any wrong
不管发生什么事情
And whatever has happened
神一定有更美好的旨意
God has a beautiful will behind all of this
使我们能够在信仰上不断的成长
That we can continue to grow in our faith
以致成功得救的以致到最后能够成功得救
So that we can be successful and be safe
我们一起同心默祷
let's say a sound prayer